I was playing a game in St. Louis, and I was pulled out. The Cardinals brought in a lefty, so Davey pulled me out and brought in Harold to pinch hit for me, and I went up in the clubhouse. And there was, like, rumblings that a trade was happening, but no one really knew, like, what was going on. And then, yeah, I was really told, hey, you're going to the Mets. And that was that.
Did you have an inkling as the deadline was coming that you were likely going to be moved?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure. I remember, like, one of my teammates got traded before the All-Star break. And so I knew, like, going into the break that after we came back that there was a chance, you know, and that it was a real possibility. And it made sense that me and some other guys could potentially get traded. So, yeah, like, I had an idea, but you never know till you know. So, yeah.
For us, the news came down right around midnight Eastern time. So you get the news. You find out you're being dealt. What's the next step?
You hop on a flight and you go meet your new team and you're part of a playoff race. So it was such a exciting time, and it was really cool.
Fans get excited, obviously, when a new piece comes in. But from a personal standpoint, what are some of the challenges that come with being moved at such a quick notice?
Well, I mean, on a personal level, you have to pack up everything and move your life. And I'm co-parenting, so obviously I had a schedule set, and then when a trade happens, you kind of just have to reorganize that. Not that it's a challenge, it's just, you know, good communication and all that. But yeah, I'd say really just those two things. You know, you're moving your stuff, and you know, you just have to get, like, your dad time, and so you just have to, like, reorganize that. But besides that, it was really painless, honestly. There's luckily I have, like, a good group of people to help me with all of that. Yeah. And you know, unfortunately, I was coming to a team that I knew a lot of guys and was able to get pretty acclimated and pretty comfortable quick.
Does that make the whole transition process just that much easier when you're coming into a clubhouse where, A, you know that you're going to be contending for a postseason spot, but also where there is familiarity?
Absolutely. That was my the Mets makes my fourth new team, and it's been my third trade, and this team has been probably the most guys I've known, like, before professional baseball. So yeah, obviously it makes it really easy. But you know, every team that I've been traded to, it's you know, I'm thankful because everyone went out of their way to make me feel comfortable and get me acclimated. So that's the really cool part about our sport, is that there's a bunch of great people throughout every organization to make you feel comfortable and get you acclimated as quick as you can.
So now that you've had these 2 weeks enjoying being a New York Met?
I'm loving it, man. It's honestly, it's been amazing. You know, like I said, since the first day I got traded here, it's been a lot of like great vibes, and there's a ton of great dudes here, like I said, that I've known for a while, so it's been a ton of fun.
Jesse, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.